This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us right now from conservativetours.com, we have Ken Chase, and we are going to see the D-Day beaches and so much more. We leave on August 17th. Ken Chase, good to talk to you again. Can you go through some of the highlights of the trip?
Oh, Tom, well, the highlight will be seeing you again for me.
Of course.
But beyond that... No, I tell you, I've been doing this really, well, I started informally way back in 1981, I guess, or 82, and I never get tired of driving up to Omaha Beach. There's something special about that, and of course, I'll never forget the first time I turned a corner, pulling my bags, my luggage, and saw the Eiffel Tower. You know, if you've never been to Paris, again, when you see something as iconic as the Eiffel Tower for the first time, it's like the Colosseum in Rome or the Golden Gate Bridge, but even more so, something that's so far over, you know, so far away, you just don't forget about it. And so these are, it's about memories, but again, you only go on a tour where the Battle of the Bulge and the D-Day beaches are components of that tour. If you have a particular motivation, and what your listeners have spoken to me about naturally is that several of them, a few dozen of them perhaps, would say, you know, my uncle was in the war, my uncle was in the Bulge, my uncle still has shrapnel, or, you know, died a couple of years ago with German shrapnel in his back. And that's a very common story I've heard over the years. Or else you just have a love and a reverence for our troops. And this is one way, a very interesting and important way, and I would say a very virtuous way, to pay homage to the men who gave so much and sacrificed so much by going there and getting a better feel for what Omaha Beach and Utah Beach, Juneau, Sword, Gold, and all those places we're visiting, all those battles, many of which you've never heard of because so much during the Bulge happened at little country crossroads. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to relive and try to understand so much of what happened in both these places. And then when we throw in everything we're doing in beautiful Paris, I'm telling you, Tom, like anything we do, it's wonderful. But this specific tour, you go with a specific motivation in mind, and then the cherry on top would be Paris.
And we start off, we're going to be landing in Frankfurt, and then can you briefly run us through the basic itinerary?
Sure. We start in Frankfurt. We fly from Buffalo to Charlotte, Charlotte straight into Frankfurt, because Frankfurt is very close to the Battle of the Bulge Fields, meaning it's very close to Luxembourg. We're going to settle into beautiful a place called Clairvaux, which we call the Alamo of the Ardennes, because naturally There was a famous battle in this little beautiful little village. Wonderful hotel. We'll have a nice feast the very first night to try to relax. Luxury hotel. It even has its own spa that your listeners will be able to avail themselves of. Then the next morning, two solid days to visit some great sites, iconic sites, and unknown sites for the Battle of the Bulge, including, of course, Patton's gravesite. I talked to one of your guests, one of your listeners, two or three days ago. She signed up because her uncle is interred at that cemetery. So we talked about how she's going to be able to pay respects and see her uncle's gravesite in the same cemetery where Patton is. After 2 days of the Bulge, that following morning, we'll drive a couple of hours through beautiful northeast French countryside, and we'll go and do our champagne day trip, which will include, of course, the famous cathedral in Reims, where all the French kings were coronated, where Joan of Arc herself visited for one of the coronations. Then we'll settle into Paris for three beautiful, luxurious hotel nights. I'll show you all the sights in Paris, give you some free time after I've shown you around. Have some nice dining events in Paris and elsewhere. And then we will head out to the D-Day beaches, which isn't too far. It's only about 2.5 hours out of Paris. Settle in for two nice hotel nights in beautiful Port-en-Bessin, which is my favorite little spot. It's on the water, beautiful sunsets, a couple of miles from Omaha. Of course, during that time, as with the Bulge, you know, we're not hanging around the hotel. There won't be any free time out there. The free time will be in Paris. When we're doing the D-Day beaches, you've come that distance to see as much as you can see. So that's what we'll do for 2.5 days during and covering. It's only 55 miles from Pegasus Bridge over to Utah, but we'll cover it all. We have to hug the beach, as it were. We don't go inland. There are many, of course, iconic sites inland, but we can't do everything in 2.5 days. So we're sort of hugging the beach where, of course, a lot of the remnants are of the battle. That's when I refer to the German bunkers, the big German guns, the Mulberry Harbor. All of that, of course, is on or near the water. And then we'll finish up. We'll head home to Paris, hang out at the have a nice farewell dinner that last night out at the airport. And then send everybody home. I believe it's on the 27th of August. So we're flying home from Paris.
Well, and the best way people can get more information and make the reservations, I presume, is by going to your website, conservativetours.com.
Absolutely. And your particular tour is featured there prominently. They can give us a call. If they don't reach me, just ask for Ken, because it's D-Day. I will be leading the tour, so your guests are going to get to know me very well, and I'm really looking forward to this. It's a beautiful time of the year to be going there.
Outstanding. Ken Chase, conservativetours.com. Thank you very much for joining us on the Trocare College WBEN Liveline, and can't wait to see how many people we get and for all the fun we're going to have in August.
You bet. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ken. Ken Chase, conservativetours.com.